the Wisconsin Badgers football team ran its winning streak to 6 last Saturday with a Big Ten blowout of Northwestern. Wisco KO'd NU 35-7 to move to 7-3 overall and 5-2 in the Big Ten West. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show you helped to sponsor with that generous tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us anytime for all the info you need to connect and give safely, quickly, and securely at WWIB.com. Badger Senior Safety Scott Nelson out of Detroit is with me on S&C today. He's got 47 tackles this year, 114 for his career. All right, Scott, what about the 35-7 victory over NU last weekend?
Yeah, it was a great win. I think the guys are doing a great job of making plays whenever it's called upon them, and really trying to take advantage of the opportunities that come our way, and really just playing together as a team, and really trying to make the most of the last few opportunities we have this season, at least in the regular season.
Yeah, and that Williams interception on NU's opening drive, I mean, they just took the opening kickoff and started to march right down the field. That was in the end zone. That was huge. That was a big momentum changer, wasn't it?
Yeah. We kind of came out a little slow on defense, and they had a good scheme put together for the first drive, and we were kind of on our heels for a little bit, but we did a great job of responding, and getting a turnover in the red zone is huge, and preventing them from scoring some points.
Yeah, they had marched, 82 yards on that opening drive. That INT was huge. And just, one of the turnovers in the game, and you had multiple turnovers of Northwestern, and this is a stat. Turnovers flipped from the early season where you couldn't get any TOs, and now it's happening. Why? Why is it the Badgers getting all these turnovers?
I really don't know what the true reason is, I have to say. We've been doing a lot of the same stuff, but I think it's just kind of clicked lately, and we have been finishing plays, and I think that's probably the number one thing I can say is finishing the plays, and just whenever we do have an opportunity to take the ball away, really taking advantage of that and not going, letting some go to waste, and we still can do a better job, but it's been huge for our defense and huge for our team, really. I know our offense has been feeding off of it and really taking advantage of those extra possessions, and as a defense, it just continues to give us confidence, and just everybody wants to get one, so it's just kind of who's next mentality with the turnovers.
Yeah, so what is the recipe, Scott, for Jim Leonard? I mean, how has he put together one of the most feared defenses in the country?
I think it's understanding the defense. Everybody's got a very good understanding of how it all works together, and we're playing together. We're not playing as a D-line, the linebackers, and a secondary. It's just a defense, and we know how to disguise, and we know that if we can, at least in the secondary, if we can hold them, make them hold the ball and make them try and get through a progression, the boys up front are going to get after them, and the coaches are putting together a great game plan. And really, we all just play off of each other. The front guys know that if they can get there quick enough, the guys aren't going to be open on the back end. And that's our goal for each and every game.
Yeah, and those boys up front that you mentioned, they've really been a key for the success, hasn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they've been great all year. They've really been playing fast and playing aggressive, and credit to our coaches for putting together a game plan that's really really got us in a position to where they can be aggressive and utilize the skills they have, and then it really helps our defense overall. I know us on the back end, we really appreciate everything they do to keep us clean in the run game and then allow us to make plays in the back end when they throw the ball.
Yeah, it looks, kind of simple to those of us watching on TV, but I bet it's a whole lot more complicated to those of you who have to execute this defense. How complex is Wisconsin's defense?
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's pretty complex. Coach Leonard puts a lot on our secondary, the safeties, and each position coach expects a lot, and we put those high expectations on ourselves to begin the season, and so they're just holding us to that standard, and we got to hold each other to that standard. But yeah, the scheme, it's week to week, try and figure out the strengths of the offense and what they do best and how the best way to attack it is for our defense. And we've had some success with that, and we've had some games where we haven't done a great job executing, but you can see when the plan's executed and we all handle our assignments, and it's a very fluid defense, and there's not many guys who are running wide open whenever we all handle our stuff. So we know that if we trust the scheme Coach Leonard, he put together and his staff, then we'll be in a great position when it comes game time.
Mm-hmm. 5 years, Scott, since you came in as a freshman from Detroit. Can you describe the journey that you've been on there with Wisconsin Badgers since that frosh year?
It's been an up and down journey, but it's definitely formed me into who I am and the person I am today, the player I am today. It was not easy. It was not what I expected, but it definitely helped create who I am and how I operate just on a daily basis. My thought process on a lot of things. It's changed me, and we wanted to ask for at this point was a chance to go and compete for a Big Ten championship, and we still have that. And myself, I haven't been able to play in a Big Ten championship because of injuries, or I was redshirting, or we didn't make the game when I was healthy. So it's kind of special that all of this, all of the hard work and sacrifice and ups and downs have come to this point in the season to where we still have a chance to go out there and accomplish something that we haven't since I've been here.
Yeah, 2019, you messed up your knee. It was injured, so you missed virtually all of that season. It was a rough one on the field and off the field for you. Lost one of your best friends to suicide, and time for you to just take a step or two back and reevaluate things. I think we'll take a pause here on our conversation with Scott Nelson. Scott, we're out of time for today's show. Let's get you back on the next S&C and visit about how God has shaped your life through the experiences there at Wisconsin. Talk also about this weekend's opponent, the Nebraska Cornhuskers, coming to town for the regular season finale at home. You have a road game at Minnesota, but this will be the final home game for the team this year and for you. So I'm sure it's going to be emotional. We'll visit about that on the next Sports and Commentary. Scott Nelson, out of Detroit, senior safety for the Wisconsin Badgers. Thanks for being here, and we'll reconnect, all right?
Yep, sounds good. Thank you.